definitely less than this. The most spending on this side. Whatever it's like, it'll stay like it, won't it?
That's right.
And if you do it all scribbly, it'll stay all scribbly.
That's right.
So if you do this painting like a baby, it won't be very nice, will it?
No, but yours is very nice, isn't it?
Yeah, that's because you helped me.
It's because you're a clever girl and very good at painting.
Should I put this on top or top on?
No. That's very good, isn't it?
I can cross my arms and cross my legs.
Very good.
This. Look, I cross my arms.
Careful.
It's tricky.
Is that what you've been doing at school?
No.
No? What have you been doing at school then?
I'm trying to cross my arms, cross my neck. There you go.
Right. Do you want to put a top on underneath? Is it a bit scratchy without a top on underneath? Yep.
And it's really like cold on the buttons.
Oh, is it?
It's freezing on the buttons.
Okie dokie then. Find a little top for you.
I'll smack mummy in. Funny.
Is it? Be careful because that radiator might burn you if you get too close to it.
Too close?
Yeah.
No, but once I touch it.
Don't touch it, Hannah.
It's very warm.
Yes. It is.
Poo! Be stinky. I can listen.
Oh, Hannah, please don't. Find a top for you to wear.
How about titchy top?
Sorry?
How about that titchy top?
What titchy top? This top will do. You can't, that's a baby top, Hannah.
Let's put one for the baby.
Right, come on
then. Booty dough for the baby.
Hold on. What? Putting it through the wrong bit. That's
it.
Yeah. That's it. Put it through the wrong. Hold on. Put it through the wrong bit there, Hannah. Have a bit of patience, child. That's it.
Why did I put it through there?
That's because you're mad.
Mad?
Yes, you are mad.
What does mad mean? Like you're going crazy.
Yep.
Ow. Ow.
What's the matter?
It hit me on this. These joined together. So you don't. That's good. What do you put it? Roby, have you took that dress to the market?
The market? Took it back to the other dress back to the shop.
Yeah.
I did take it back to the shop. So it should be coming soon, shouldn't it? They should fix it soon. We should get your dress back all nice and ready for you to wear, shouldn't we?
When is it going to be ready?
I don't know, darling, when they call me and tell me. There we go.
I love that dress. Good try.
And I talk properly.
I love that dress, don't I?
You do, yeah.
We like this, don't we?
What?
Are you proud of this?
I am very proud of your painting. It's very good, isn't it?
You helped me a bit, didn't you?
I did help you a bit. It's very clever,
isn't it? I did that.
Yep.
I did that.
Let's have a feel. Is it all dry now? Yeah, it's all dry, isn't it?
It looks like that's not dry, but it is.
Yeah, it is all dry, isn't it?
I want to do some more painting.
What, on that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's the paints?
Can you?
I don't know where the paints are either.
No, can't do any more.
No, let's have a look. What did you do? We had the flowers, didn't we? And the butterfly. Look at that pretty butterfly.
And look at that lovely sky that you did. And the grass.
There's our grass.
And the gate. Sorry?
The ladybird.
Yep. We didn't do the ladybird or the gate, did we?
Or the sun.
Or the sun. Never mind, eh?
We don't need to do anymore.
Pardon?
We don't need to do anymore.
We'll have to find the paints before we do it.
Oh, wait, put it on that blue. Blue on blue, wait. I'll put it back up.
So what have you been doing at school today? Anything exciting?
No.
No?
Nothing exciting.
Oh, that's not very good, is it?
Then do a PE. After this day, actually, we do PE.
Do you? Right.
What day's after this day? Friday. Thursday. Wednesday.
Don't, you're ruining that, Hannah. Don't do that, darling. What should we do? What should we play with today?
I know.
What?
You.
Oh, excuse me.
What do you want to play with?
I don't know. What do you want to play with?
What do you want to play with?
I don't mind.
What do you?
There's so many things to play with, isn't there?
I don't even know what to play with. Make a book, I'll make a necklace, I'll make a ring.
I'll make a what?
Ring.
A ring. How about jigsaw puzzles?
I don't have any.
Yeah. You just need princess jigsaw puzzles.
Princess!
Hannah, will you talk properly, please?
Princess! I know we can do the story of Cinderella. That's the story, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Oh, do you want to read the story of Cinderella? I bet you've got the story of Cinderella in one of these books.
It's a heart shape.
No. That's not the story of Cinderella.
It's in this book.
Oh, do you want to read that one?
It's the first page. Look, number.
Yeah, should we read it?
But you need a video.
Well, you don't need a video. You need batteries for this, don't you?
Yeah.
Because the batteries have gone flat now. Should we read the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then. I'll hold the. I'll listen to the pages.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a lovely young girl who lived with her widowed father. She was happy and kind to all. However, her father felt that she needed a mother, and in time he married a woman with two young daughters of her own. When her dear father died, the young girl soon learned the true nature of her cruel stepmother and stepsisters. They called her Cinderella and forced her to do all the work of the household. She sang as she cooked and cleaned and never complained about her hard life. Cinderella dreamed that someday the wishes dear to her heart would come true, and she would find true love and happiness. The barnyard animals became her companions, and she was so gentle that even the birds and mice did not fear her. Gus and Jack were two mice that Cinderella fed and dressed. They loved her dearly and wished they could do something to help her. Those are her two friends there.
What's it called?
Gus and Jack.
Is that Jack? That's Gus.
I don't know which one's which. Look at them there. Are they helping her feed the chickens, or are they eating the chickens' food, do you think?
No, that's just chicken food. That's the mice's food.
Oh, I see. One day, an invitation arrived from the royal palace. There's to be a ball, the stepmother read. Every eligible maiden is to attend. Why, I can go too, Cinderella cried. Her stepmother agreed, if Cinderella managed to finish her work. Gus and Jack and the other mice and friends decided to surprise Cinderella. They sewed a lovely gown while she worked at her chores. Cinderella was overjoyed to find the beautiful dress in her attic room. She put it on and rushed to join her stepsisters. That's very pretty, isn't it? Pink and white. Look, that's my sash, cried one in a jealous rage. Those are my beads, shrieked the other. They tore at Cinderella's dress until it was tattered and ruined. Poor Cinderella ran to the garden in despair. Oh, that's not very nice, is it?
What?
The evil stepsisters ripped Cinderella's dress. Mm-hmm. That's not very nice, is it?
No wonder the stepmothers.
As she wept, Cinderella became aware of a gentle hand stroking her hair and a soft voice speaking to her. Who are you? Cinderella asked the kindly woman. Why, I'm your fairy godmother, child, the woman said. I've come to help you get to the ball. Then with a wave of her wand, the mice changed into horses and her pumpkin became a glittering coach. Cinderella was speechless. With another wave of her wand, the fairy godmother changed Cinderella's raggedy dress to a beautiful shimmering gown. Cinderella looked down. She was even wearing sparkling glass slippers. You must leave the ball before midnight, the fairy godmother told her, for then the spell will be broken. As soon as Cinderella entered the ballroom, the prince could not take his eyes off her. They danced under the light of the moon, and before long they had fallen in love. Suddenly, a chime sounded from high above. The clock had begun to strike the midnight hour. I must go, Cinderella cried as she ran from the ballroom. In her hurry, one glass shoe slipped from her foot. The prince picked up the delicate slipper. I will marry the maiden whose foot fits the slipper, he declared. Turn the page. The Grand Duke and his footman set out at dawn to find the owner of the glass slipper. In time, they came to Cinderella's house and were relieved to see that the slipper fit neither of the unpleasant stepsisters. What the Grand Duke did not know was that Cinderella had been locked away in the attic by her evil stepmother. She's not very nice, is she? Mm-hmm. She's locked Cinderella.
There's two stepsisters.
Yeah, I'm not finished yet. Hold on. Oh. Gus and Jack bravely stole the key and slid it under the door to free Cinderella just in time. Just as the Grand Duke and his footman were preparing to leave with the slipper, Cinderella called him. Your Grace, please wait. May I try it on? The wicked stepmother sneered, but there was nothing she could do. Or was there? Just as the footman passed her, she tripped him with her cane. The glass slipper flew from her hands and shattered at Cinderella's feet. The Grand Duke gasped in dismay. Just then Cinderella spoke. But you see, I have the other slipper. She held out the matching shoe to the delight of the Grand Duke and the horror of her stepmother. It fit her foot perfectly. Cinderella's dream had come true. The prince and Cinderella were married right away and they lived happily ever
after.
That's right, well done.
Beauty and the Beast.
That's Beauty and the Beast, isn't it? Did you like that Cinderella story? What was it you wanted to watch? Was it Cinderella that you wanted to watch on the video, on the telly?
No, it wasn't that one. It was... Snow White.
Oh, it's Snow White, is that what we were looking for?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to look out for that, won't we? Should we get you Snow White on the DVD so you can watch it on telly? Mm.
We can read the story.
We could read the story, yeah. Do you want to read the story?
Yeah. I want to sit on my side.
You want to read another story?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the story?
No.
Nothing at all?
I'll turn the page.
Okay then.
Wait, that's true.
Once upon a time, in a faraway land, lived a young princess named...
Snow White.
She was as beautiful as she was good. That's like you, aren't you? You're beautiful and you're good. Even the little birds trusted and loved her. It wasn't long before a handsome prince also fell in love with Snow White. And she with him. Snow White lived in the castle of the cruel and jealous queen. The queen began each day by asking her magic mirror to tell her the name of the fairest maiden in all the land. On the day the mirror replied, Snow White, the queen decided that the beautiful young princess must die. The queen summoned her huntsman and ordered him to take the young girl's life. The huntsman, however, was a good man, and he couldn't bring himself to kill the beautiful princess. He fell to his knees and revealed the wicked plot to Snow White. Terrified...
Snow White.
You want to say Snow White? Mm. Okay, terrified...
Snow White...
ran deep into the woods. It seemed that hundreds of eyes were watching her and she fell sobbing to the ground.
What does sobbing mean?
Sobbing means crying. Poor Cinderella, she's crying, isn't she? Oh, not Cinderella. Silly me, it's not Cinderella, it's Snow White, isn't it?
What? Who's her?
She's the Wicked Queen.
She doesn't look wicked.
Doesn't she look wicked?
No.
She is wicked. She just told somebody to go and kill Snow White. And that's not very nice, is it?
She turned into like an old lady and she poured something in.
Mm-hmm.
And she ate, she poured an apple into that meat. She potted it on the apple and it makes her sleep.
Uh-huh.
But all of those people think she's dead, but she's not.
The dwarves? Yeah. You do know the story then, don't you?
Mm.
Okay.
Snow White
soon realised that the watchful eyes belonged to the gentle woodland creatures who only wanted to help her. They led her to a tiny cottage in the woods. It was the home of the seven dwarves who were at work in the diamond mines. Grateful to be safe at last, Snow White lay down on the tiny bed and fell fast asleep.
Snow White
woke up to find herself surrounded by the dwarves. She told them what had happened. They were anxious to protect the young princess, so they invited her to stay with them.
Snow White
promised to cook and clean for them and even bake gooseberry pies. All the dwarves, except for Grumpy, who didn't trust anyone, shouted, "Hooray! She stays!" Turn the page.
What does that say?
Anyone. Grumpy. Dwarves.
Grumpy dwarves.
Mm-hmm.
Snow White
began tidying up the cottage and making a delicious meal for her new friends. The dwarves wanted to make
Snow White
happy, so they even washed up before supper just to please her. After the meal, they sang and danced long into the night. When the queen learned from her magic mirror that
Snow White
was still alive, she devised an evil plan to get rid of her once and for all. First, she drank a potion that turned her into an old peddler woman. Then she made a poison apple to give to the innocent girl. The next morning, as the dwarves left for the mines,
Snow White
gave each of them a kiss goodbye on the forehead. Once the dwarfs were gone, the queen approached the dwarf's house, carrying a basket of apples on her arm. Mm. Oh, sorry, you turn the page.
That's her.
That's her. She's different, isn't she? Mm.
Snow White
took pity on the wretched-looking woman at her door and invited her inside. "Thank you for your kindness," said the old woman. "To repay you, here is a wishing apple. Just one bite and all your dreams will come true."
Snow White
took the apple and wished for the prince to come and take her away. But after one bite,
Snow White
fell down as if she were dead.
She's not dead, she's just asleep.
Is she? When the forest animals learned what had happened, they raced to find the seven dwarves. "We must help the princess," the dwarves cried. They dropped their axes and ran towards their house. Along the way, they encountered the queen. They chased her to the edge of a steep cliff where she slipped and fell to her death. When the dwarves returned home and saw the still silent figure of
Snow White,
they were heartbroken. They could not bear the thought of burying her, so they kept watch over her day and night. Turn the page. One day, the prince happened to pass by the dwarf's house. When he saw
Snow White,
he recognised his true love at once. He bent to kiss her. Suddenly,
Snow White's
eyes fluttered open. The kiss had broken the queen's spell. The prince lifted
Snow White
onto his horse and they bid farewell to the loyal dwarfs. Snow White and the prince lived
happily ever after.
Well done. You know another story about potions, don't you? Do you remember the that film that we've got, Help I'm a Fish?
Mm-hmm.
That's got a potion in, hasn't it? Do you remember what happens in that story? I've not seen it for a while, but do you remember?
The little girl drinks the potion.
Mm-hmm. And she turns into a starfish, doesn't she?
Yeah. And the one with the hat, he turns into a fish. And the one with glasses on, he turns into an octopus.
Oh, and what do they try and do? They're trying to save the little girl?
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
Yes, a little bit. This is actually a good story.
Pardon?
It's a good story, though.
Is it a good story? Do you like that one? What's the matter?
Tired.
Are you tired? Me too. I'm just going to get a tissue. It'll be 2 seconds.
Okay.
Are you hungry? Yeah.
I don't want you to
smell my bum. I want to smell your bum bum.
I'll get a stone and I'll wait for you to read it. So I'll close my eyes and I'll do so. Let's get this one.
We're going to read another book, are we?
Yes.
What?
I am going to the shop.
Nope. It says when. When?
I go to the
supermarket.
Supermarket?
Yep. That's a big shop. It's like Tesco's or Sainsbury's.
What? Do top.
When I go to the supermarket, I fetch the trolley with my teddy.
Read all of it.
And sit him in so we're all ready. I help my mum to buy a box of cereal and a packet of
peas.
Peas. And says, and the teddy bear is saying, move me quick or else I'll freeze. He's hanging the teddy bear in the peas, isn't he? They're all frozen peas. I help mum to find some pots of yogurt and a bag of rice. And the teddy bear is saying, that yogurt looks quite nice. We gave all your yogurt pots into Miss Pallet today, didn't we? I know. Silly me. I don't know your buttons up. I help mum to choose a bottle of juice and some slices of ham. And the teddy bear is saying...
I'm going to wait for that.
Oh. The teddy bear is saying, I think I'd rather have some jam. Do you like jam? No.
A bit.
I help mum to pick up a bunch of bananas and a chunk of cheese.
What's a chunk?
A chunk means a bit.
What's he saying?
And the teddy bear is saying, can I have a banana, please?
Can I have a banana, please?
Do you like bananas?
I like every single fruit.
Do you? Do you like pears?
Yeah.
Do you like oranges?
Just carry on.
Oh, sorry. You ate all my oranges the other day. Do you remember when I bought those oranges in the pot? The little slice of orange in the juice. You ate all my orange, didn't you? Mm-hmm. You always eat all my food, don't you, Han?
Come on.
I help Mum to get a tin of beans and a loaf of bread. And Teddy's saying, ouch, be careful, mind my head. He's put the loaf of bread in the trolley on top of Teddy Bear's head, hasn't he?
Why is he paying the teddy bear?
Why is he what?
Paying the teddy bear.
Paying for the teddy bear, I don't think he is. I think the teddy bear's just sitting there holding the ham on the conveyor belt. I unload the food when it's time to pay. Then Teddy and I go home to play. The end.
Yeah. And read another story.
No.
Yes.
No. Well, you read it then. If we're reading another story, you have to read it. We've read loads of books. Have you not got a storybook from school? Have you not got a reading book from school?
No. Yeah. Yeah, but Miss Park didn't give it to me because it's pink readers. I'm not pink. I'm purple.
Are you? Who's in purple group then?
Louise.
And who else? Eleanor?
Think of good. Postman Pat.
Where's that balloon from?
Nursery, actually.
Nursery?
Think so.
Nursery?
I can't read this one.
Where have you been to nursery?
I think I'll try to read this Postman Pat.
You don't go to nursery anymore.
It was a
No.
Bus.
Oh, is a busy,
busy day in green, green,
Dale.
Dale.
Greendale, that's where Postman Pat lives.
Greendale.
Mm-hmm. Peter.
Peter.
Fogg.
Peter Fogg was
dashing.
Dashing off to go.
To what? You must know that word. To do.
Do. It's not got an R and an R.
Well, they haven't got an R and an R. And that says to. To do.
To do. There. No,
okay.
For you.
Sorry?
Let's do that word.
I was going to help you with a word. Milking.
Milking on his
motorbike.
Motorbike and to Ted.
Good girl.
Was on his way.
Good girl.
In his
what's this?
Lorry.
Good girl.
To me.
Mend.
Mend.
Oh, well, we haven't finished. Mend. Hole.
Hole in a road. Roof.
Good girl. Well done.
I don't want to read this one.
No, it's a long, long book, isn't it?
Look how long it is.
It will be here for the next couple of months reading that, wouldn't we, Hannah?
No.
It's a very long book, that one, isn't
it? No, because there's different ones. This is how long it takes. Postman Pat.
You don't watch Postman Pat anyways, do you?
No.
What do you watch on the telly?
Dora, Barbie.
Watch Barbie?
Yeah.
You've not watched telly for a bit. Oh, I know what you like.
What?
The Simpsons.
Don't How you? Did you know that?
Because you always want to watch it when it's on at night time when you're supposed to be going to bed. Don't you? Simpsons.
Making the reading.
No. Yeah. I don't want to read. Should we go downstairs and see if tea's ready?
Yay.
His tea might be ready now. Should we go and have a look?
Yeah.
Oopsie. Colouring?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very pretty colouring, isn't it, darling?
Can you get me some marker pens? Because I want to do some.
Well, we need to get you dry, get your pyjamas on, and then you need to get off to bed, don't you? Really?
No, I don't.
Yes. Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You do, you do, you do.
I don't.
Because I.
What?
Because you are a bit tired, aren't you, Hannah?
Mm. Not that tired.
I bet you are quite tired because somebody had a very early start this morning, didn't they?
A girl I know got up very, very early this morning, didn't they?
Yeah.
Who do we think?
You.
No, it wasn't me.
Me.
Yes, you. So come on, let's get you dry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you? It doesn't look like you're getting dry. Shall I dry your hair then?
Yeah.
While you do your colouring.
Are you colouring in?
My little pony.
We have funny hairs, don't we?
Yeah.
It's a bit curly, isn't it?
It's a bit curly. You're doing it all in yellow?
No.
Hey?
Just like doing little dots and stuff.
Do you?
These little squares.
It's very nice colouring in, Hannah.
Let's go on the rest of the hair.
Where did you get that yellow pen from?
It was in here.
Oh, was it? What was it doing in your bedroom?
It was right there.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, then I found it to colour.
Are you all dry now?
No, not my hair.
No, but is your body all dry? Yeah? Should I put your pyjamas on then? Hey?
Are you going to go and get me on more colours?
No.
There?
No.
Bye.
Because it's bedtime, darling.
Bye.
Let's put the top back on there.
Oh, wait. Is there
something on the other end?
Star.
Ah.
If it's telling me what it is, it's a star on the other side.
Oh, yeah. It's a stamp, isn't it? So you could do yellow stars, couldn't you?
Yellow stars near the sky.
Right, come on, Missy, let's get your pyjamas on. Tired girl.
I'm not tired.
Are you not tired?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, okay then.
Not that bit. Gypsy! A gypsy.
Did you?
Is gypsy a real word?
I don't think so. It's not a real word, is it?
I want to draw stars instead of stamping them.
Are you? Can I just put your pyjamas on first? And then you can do that.
Oh.
Hey? Come on, Han.
Should it look like this?
That's a very good drawing. Do you draw stars at school?
Once.
Did you learn how to do that at school?
Yeah, Miss Bellet Lynn's us. Oh no, it was Mrs. Facewell.
Was it?
Did you? I don't know why.
There's pink here. You could colour something in pink if you want.
Way!
Pink is butterflies, isn't it? Stand up, let's put your
pink
trousers on.
Pink is for butterflies. They're all different colours, aren't they, Mummy?
They are. Have you got any other different colours?
We've got orange. Blue dolphin.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where did we get those pens from?
Don't know.
Stuck on your toes, your pyjamas, aren't they? There we go.
A little bit there.
Right, sit. You can colour while I dry your hair then.
I can't see.
Can you not see?
No.
Should I shut your curtains and turn the light on?
I'm going to turn the light
on. Okay. I'll shut the curtains then.
And now I'll...
It's very warm today, doesn't it? Do you feel warm, Hen?
No.
No? You're not wanting your fan on tonight then?
No.
Okay then.
No, then it will be cold.
There we go, just need to brush your hair then. And then you're all done.
Then I can carry on doing this.
Yes. For a little bit.
Only a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Why? With turn up everywhere. The sun's very hot today. Isn't so hot.
Was it very hot today? Did you play outside today?
Yeah, and on the last playtime,
Did you need to have your coats or did you not wear your coat today?
I'm nearly on the last play.
On the last play you wore your coat?
Nearly on the last play time, yeah.
Did you? I wouldn't have thought you need to wear your coat. It was very warm. It's colder this morning than it was this afternoon.
No, that's because it... No. Ah, which one is it?
That one.
That's what it looks like.
Sorry. It's because you keep moving. Daddy took you to school this morning, didn't he? Hey?
Did he?
Yeah, do you not remember?
No.
You don't remember Daddy took you to school?
You.
Not me. Head up. Put your head up, please. Hannah, I can't see. Put your head up, please. Look up for 1 minute.
So I have to do this like that?
Yeah, just for 1 minute while I do your hair. Okay. That's okay. Let me look at me. There. Okie dokie, that will do, I suppose.
Uncle.
Pardon?
Can you see that arrow? He's pointing. Who's that arrow pointing to?
I don't know. Who's it pointing to?
This one.
I don't know what she's called. Do you know what she's called?
I'm going to write an A now.
A?
G?
Anne. Anna. And what's the other one called?
Just try and guess.
Hannah. Is it called Hannah? No.
Try how to spell it. Not just Hannah.
Do you play with Anna a lot at school? Hey?
That's
the
Sarah.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Who's Sarah?
Akelina.
Hey?
Akelina.
Pardon?
Akelina.
Oh, you're clean. Oh, cleaner. Ah. R. Ah. And then a huh.
That one's got Sarah.
Right. Is that Sarah our cleaner?
Yeah.
Ah.
That's not Sarah our cleaner.
Right.
It's called Sarah in Bonneville.
Oh, I see.
And the little dot's there.
Is she crying?
No, that was me.
Alright. Do you enjoy your TTT then?
Yes.
Isn't it yummy? That sweet corn was really nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We'll have that again. Did you eat all your tea up?
Yeah.
Yeah, good girl.
Except the bone.
Yeah. You don't eat chicken bones, do you?
Yeah. Ew.
You're not a doggy, are you?
Yeah. They just don't eat the whole bone. Just like licking stuff.
Do they?
Mm. My dog is licking stuff.
Doggies like bones, don't they?
They blow them sometimes, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Your doll's house has got a doggy with a bone, hasn't it? What, darling?
Nothing.
Oh.
I'm saying anything. No.
You're just calling me, are you?
Yeah. On his... Ah, oh, I forgot to call. Barbie again.
Why have you got to call Barbie again?
Because she said when you're like...
Hannah, you need to put the tops back on that pen.
Here's.
Otherwise they'll dry out and then you won't be able to use them again.
Here's.
Where's the top? There it is. There you go.
Ah!
What's the matter?
I don't want the bubbly builder.
You don't want to build up the builder cup? I think it tastes the same, doesn't it? Doesn't matter which cup your milk's in, it's going to taste the same, isn't it?
No.
No?
It tastes of Bob. Bob's head, actually.
Does it? All right. What cup really. Did you want, then? Hey, what cup did you want?
Winnie the Pooh.
All right.
It tastes different.
I don't think so. Let me see.
It does.
It doesn't.
It does. I'm not joking.
You're not joking. All right, then. I believe you.
What does believe mean? What does believe mean?
It means I believe you.
What's believe?
Means I don't think you're lying. Are you telling the truth?
Yeah.
Means I think you're telling the truth. Oh, dear me. I think I'm quite tired as well.
Don't.
So why were you, why did you get up so early this morning?
Because I wanted to be ready first.
I see, you were ready first, weren't you?
Bless you.
Thank you, darling.
The lion's bed.
And why were you crying?
No, I weren't.
You were crying in Mummy and Daddy's bed when Daddy said it was you needed to go back to sleep. Why did you start crying?
Because I didn't. I thought he was going to shout at me next.
Why would Daddy shout at you? Daddy's not going to shout at you, is he? You've not been naughty. I'm just saying that you needed to go back to sleep because it was still early. And then you came in Mummy and Daddy's bed, didn't you? But you didn't go back to sleep, did you? Mm. You're busy chattering, weren't you?
Because it was still morning, I was staying up, but you lot were asleep.
Because it was early, Hannah.
But your alarm went on.
Alarm what didn't go off for quite a while later? You came in long before the alarm went off, didn't you? It's like now, if you look outside now, the sun's still out, but it's late. Because it's summertime now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens, the days are longer in the summertime. In the winter it goes dark really quickly, doesn't it? In the winter it goes dark at 4 o'clock. So when we come home from school, it's not long after it goes dark, doesn't it? Mm. But in the summertime it doesn't go dark till really late. So that's why it's 8 o'clock now, and it's still light, isn't it?
No. If the big hand is pointing at 12, the last number, the little hand is pointing to 9, it's 12 o'clock. I mean, 8 o'clock.
Say that again.
8 o'clock. Clock.
8 o'clock.
Eight.
If the big hen was pointing to the 12 now, it would be 8 o'clock, wouldn't it?
But no, it's 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but it's not 8 o'clock now, is it? No. It's gone past 8 o'clock. It's 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
5 minutes.
Well, it's probably 7 minutes past, really.
Seven?
Yeah, because the long hand's gone past 12 and it's gone past the 1, hasn't it? That means it's after 8 o'clock. I meant to put you in bed for 8 o'clock. Really?
You didn't.
I did. I meant to put you in bed for 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Because otherwise you're going to be a very tired little girl again in the morning. And we don't want that, do we? Hey? Oh, are you going to sleep on me? Now sit up, Hannah, because you're going to... You haven't finished your milk yet. Delicious.
Delightful.
There we go. Your bedroom's messy again, isn't it?
I drank too much.
Did you?
I drank.
Oh. Did you find the stairs for your house?
Mm.
Yeah. Good. Did somebody steal the stairs for the house?
Do you think I've finished or not?
Yeah, I think you've finished. I think you've drank all your milk. You're going to sleep on me? Well, if you're going to sleep, you should go to sleep in your bed, shouldn't you? Okay? Go on then. Get into bed then.
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
Oh, I'm going to tidy up your bedroom then. Because it's messy, messy, messy.
Messy, messy. Oh, it's messy.
Your bedroom's messy. It's untidy. Again.
What does that say?
It says kaleidoscope book. Opposites.
Opposites. Awake. Sleep.
Asleep.
Awake. Sleep.
Yep. Asleep. That's opposite, isn't it? One's awake and one's asleep.
One small, big, small, big, small.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
The crocodile's got its mouth open and now it's got it.
No, wait, it's supposed to start with closed, open, closed, open.
In the river there are some crocodiles. One crocodile has its mouth open, one has its mouth closed.
No,
we're not. We don't need to read it all, Hannah. We've read lots tonight, haven't we? Two penguins are playing. One penguin is jumping over the ice and one is swimming under the ice.
Can't see that, can we?
No, is it broken?
Yeah.
Oh dear, who broke that?
I think it was me when I was little.
Did you break this as well when you were little? Two elephants are by a pool of water. One elephant is wet and one is dry.
Dry.
Wet.
Look, they're doing this. Dry, wet.
Do you like being wet?
No.
Do you not like playing in water? How about when we're in Florida? Do you like playing in the water there?
Mummy.
What? You want me to read? In the trees, two monkeys are playing. One monkey is swinging forwards and one is swinging backwards. Forwards. And that's it.
Forward.
Just forwards. Because it's broken. The mice nest in the field. One is coming out of his home and one is going into his home. So the opposites are...
What are those animals?
What do you think they are?
No, what? The, why are they on the picture?
I don't know. Because they're in the big picture here, aren't they?
But
what's that?
In, out, in, out, in, out.
Good girl.
Out. Like you get out of our house.
Yeah. Oh, you get out of my room.
That's not.
And that's it.
My jump. What's that say?
It says, I spy. Can you match the opposites that goes with the right picture?
And this one goes to this one.
And what is it? What's that one?
Dry.
Dry and?
No, but look.
No, that's these are the words that you have to choose from. Dry and?
What's it say?
That says forwards.
Forwards.
No, that's not forwards. This one was forwards and that one is backwards. Isn't it? The monkey's swinging forwards and backwards. Can you find the word dry? Can you find the word dry?
No, we don't speak.
We don't speak. But you're just matching the pictures, you're not actually finding the words. It's saying you need to find the words. There's a penguin going in the game we play downstairs, isn't there?
Which one?
In the rabbits game.
Rabbits?
Rabid rabbits. Do you remember with the skating and you have to go to the ice cream parlour, don't you? You have to get the ice cream.
No.
And you have to skate back and feed the, whatever it is that you need to feed.
The big bunny.
Big bunny?
It's a man.
Was it?
And I keep falling in the puddles.
You keep falling in the ice, do you? In the puddles?
Yeah, there's ice in the puddles and the swan. It's really hard for me.
Is it hard for you?
It's I keep falling in the puddles.
Oh dear. Do you like the sandwich game? The burger game?
Yeah, I love that.
Do you like that one?
Do you know which one I like the best? Like, do you know the music one where you have to do like that?
Yeah, we have to shake it or you have to press... Oh, you have to shake it, don't you?
Or you can do.
You can twirl it. That's right.
You can do this for the like controller, but you do. You can do sometimes this for the controller. Mm-hmm. You can do some. You have to do this sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And sometimes you have to shake them like that, don't you? You have to go like that, don't you? Up and down.
You're not allowed to skip up to here, are you?
No. What other games do you like on that? Do you like the chili game?
Chili?
Yeah, you know when you eat those chilies and you have to cook the chickens. Or how about the washing game? Do you like that one?
How to play the washing.
You have to go like that, then you have to wash the clothes because the clothes are really dirty, aren't they? So you're in the stream, you have to wash the clothes until they're clean and then lift them up when they're clean. And then if you rub them too hard, they tear, don't they?
What does tear mean?
It means they rip. Have you not played that game?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you like that one?
Yeah.
What other games are there on it? How about the telephone one in the cinema?
Oh yeah, when you do this,
yeah,
the speaker, but when you put it down, and you know that man,
uh-huh,
and if he sees you do it,
mm-hmm,
you get squashed by something.
You do, don't you?
Because sometimes you get squished by a drink was going,
mm-hmm,
get squashed by a medal. I mean, trophy,
mm-hmm,
a medal.
Mm-hmm.
What if everybody did it?
Then they'd all get squashed, wouldn't they? And nobody would win. We have to play it. We haven't played it for a while, have we?
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh. Shall we play it tomorrow?
What's tomorrow? Our first day. Tomorrow is after this thing. What?
Nothing, I was trying to... I was wondering what Daddy was saying to the boys. Think the boys are being naughty?
Do you?
Are they always naughty?
I'm going to kiss the baby.
Are you kissing the baby goodnight? Do you think the baby's sleeping?
Yeah. Is the baby sleeping?
It might be. The baby likes to wake up when mummy goes to bed. It's cheeky, isn't it, the baby?
But when you're awake,
he goes to sleep.
When you sleep, he stays awake. But when you're awake, he goes to sleep.
Yeah, do you think the baby will sleep at night when he comes out of mummy's tummy? Do you think he'll be a good baby?
Yeah.
Or is he going to be a naughty baby and keep good. Everyone awake all night? Is he going to sleep in the bedroom with you?
Yeah. I want him to.
You don't want him to.
I do.
Why? What if he wakes up and cries and then wakes you up?
Doesn't matter.
You'll be a bit grumpy in the morning then, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
Won't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to sleep with the boy in your room?
Mm-hmm. I bet the boy would want to sleep with him.
You bet who?
The boys. Yeah.
No, I don't think they will. I don't think they want a baby in their bedroom, do they?
And they cry so loud that they say, shut up, baby.
Do you think they'd say that?
Don't know.
Not very nice, is it?
No, sure.
Babies don't know, do they?
Babies don't. Why do the babies cry so at night?
Because the thing is with babies is that they don't know, they can't talk, babies, can they? Because they're only babies, they don't know how to talk yet. So the only way that they can tell you that something is wrong by crying. So that's what they do. If they're hungry, they cry. Because they can't say, Mummy, I'm hungry, can they? Because they don't know how to talk yet.
Mm.
So all they can do is cry to let you know they're not happy. Or if they're tired, they cry. Or if they've got a dirty nappy, they cry.
You can't change it if it's in your tummy.
No.
Can it do that or not?
What?
When it's nappy.
It doesn't have a nappy.
Oh.
It's got nothing. It's got no clothes. can't get clothes inside mummy's tummy, can we?
No, because you'll be tickled, won't you? I'm a kitten dog. I'm helping you go. Here. Oh, the baby.
That's very nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mwah.
I'm going to kiss you on the mouth.
No, don't kiss me on the mouth.
I won't. I'm just going to kiss you at it. Because someone did that. At that what? 5? If this was a real elephant, like this. His mouth's open, like that. If he, like this. Like that.
Are you blowing a kiss into his mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay then.
Pardon me.
Pardon you. There you go.
So it's got onto him?
Yes. Yeah.
There's nothing in their attic.
Is there nothing in the attic?
No.
Right, come on then, let's tidy up your room because it's time to go to bed.
Do you know what? I'm actually lying.
You're lying? What are you lying about? There is something in the attic. Oh, yes. A cat, some people, a kennel, a bowl, and a bone.
How did you see it without you looking?
I just looked. I looked when you opened it, Hannah. Right, come on, Hannah. Let's tidy up a bit because it's bedtime now, darling.
Careful. Mummy, there was another page.
Oh dear. Oh well, never mind.
Why did you stop at this one?
You were turning the pages.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, you weren't.
Turning the page. Of all the books we read, you turned the pages. Remember?
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't. I think I went too fast.
Did you go too fast when you were turning the pages?
I'd rather have some jam.
That's right.
I think I'd rather have some jam.
That's what the teddy bear's saying, isn't it?
What's he saying?
He's saying, can I have a banana, please?
What's he saying?
Sorry, darling.
Why is he saying please?
Because it's good manners to say please, isn't it?
Please and thank you. Have been soon. Have been mad. Mummy, I'm magic. I'll press this button and turn it on. But there's nothing there, just you and me. Watch, I'll press this button.
I'm going to put those pens up there, Hannah.
Look, it's not doing it. I'll press this button. I'll press this button, then this one.
Your batteries are probably flat, aren't they? No, turn it off now.
See, I told you.
It's late now. Right, is that everything tidied away, do you think? Is that tidy enough for you to go to bed? You're not going to bed on the floor.
No, you said go to bed.
Go on, are you getting up in your bed then? Why?
I'm not tired.
You are tired.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You said you were tired when you were in the bath.
I'm not tired now.
You will be. I bet you fall asleep really quickly.
No.
Look at the time. It's almost 8:30. And you were up at 6:00 this morning. So you should be fit. I'm tired.
I'm not.
I'm going to go to bed now.
Why not?
Yeah, you are.
I'm not. You can't make me laugh.
But I can. Right, come on, up you go now.
No.
Do you need the toilet?
No.
You sure?
No. I mean, yeah.
Did you get up last night and go to the toilet?
Yeah. Twice.
Twice? Why did you get up twice?
Did you hear me flush the toilet?
You don't normally get up at night. Normally you go to sleep and then you're fast asleep all night, aren't you?
Didn't you hear me flush the toilet?
And you're feeling a bit poorly.
Why? Yeah?
You are? No, you're not.
Yeah.
You monkey.
My neck's hurting.
Your neck's hurting?
A lot.
Is it? Inside or outside?
Inside.
Inside. When did it start hurting?
Right now.
Right now?
Really?
Pardon?
Yeah, really.
I think you're just being cheeky.
No.
You are. You are. Right, come on then. Let's go and take your
Mom,
cup. What, darling?
I bet you can't make my head do this.
You bet I can't what? Make you tickle?
No, make me laugh doing this.
You don't think I can make you laugh by tickling?
Yeah.
I bet I do. You're very tickly, you. Look, I've had his dad and you're giggling away already. Look. Look. Right, come on. Time to go to bed now.
No.
Yes, Hannah. No. Come on, be a good girl. That's not being a good girl. Come on, go say goodnight to Daddy.
No.
Go take this cup and say goodnight to Daddy.
No, my daddy's gone.
Well, are you taking this cup out?
No.
Shall I take it out then?
Yeah.
Right, I'll go call Daddy, shall I?
Oh.
Hey?
No.
Shall I go call Daddy?
No, 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 no.
Singing.
No, 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 no.